Hello there, this is Raul Gallegos, and we are back with part two of the Thunderbird tutorial and podcast. In this section, I will cover reading and writing email, as well as configuring the columns in Thunderbird so that you can figure out, or rather, so you can sort messages according to how you like. That is a bit of a challenge if you're not used to how Thunderbird does things, and it is kind of awkward at first. But it will work, and I will cover that. It's been a few months since I did part one of the tutorial, so I'm just putting it together here to go alongside with that first part. And so some things have changed between the first tutorial and the one I have now. The main thing is that Windows 7.2 is out officially. It actually has been since, I believe, late May. And then also the current version of Thunderbird, I believe now, is up to 3.12. And there was a bit of a problem with beginning with Thunderbird 3.1, where when you press enter on a message, and since it loads it in browse mode, what would happen is if you came across the link, there would be some confusion with browse mode. And so WindowEyes would behave as if browse mode was off, even though it was still on, and it got kind of ugly. So that's going to be fixed, and I'm not sure if by the time you hear this particular tutorial, if that'll be out and fixed so you can use Thunderbird 3.12 without problems. However, in the meantime, if you are listening to this and the fix is not out yet as of the time of this recording, which is August 12th, 2010, Thunderbird 3.0 will work, and I believe the last 3.0 version before 3.1 is 3.06. All right, so I'm at my desktop.
Desktop normal.
There it is. Hopefully you can hear my speech okay. I'm going to type TH.
Thunderbird 3045.
And there's Thunderbird. Now, in the first tutorial, I set up the account magic@asmodian.net. And this account, magic@asmodian.net, is subscribed to GW Info, and so I'm going to have quite a few messages to work with, so that I can demonstrate the sorting and creating new messages and replying to them and that kind of stuff. All right, so I'm pressing enter on Thunderbird.
Thunderbird 3045. Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird.
Okay. The first time that you launch Thunderbird, or rather, when you first launch Thunderbird, I'm not talking about the first time, but you know, this is assuming you've already got it configured, and you can always refer to part one for that. But each time that you launch Thunderbird, focus isn't quite set right, and so to put you in the right area, all you have to do is a shift tab.
Reloss of speech on Red Island Simon 8/11/2010 5:42 p.m.
And there it is. And so it's sort of like in this, I don't know, half-focused mode? I can't really explain it. But if you just do a shift tab one time, it will place you on the message list of your inbox. Now, of course, this is assuming that you followed my suggested changes in the first part, where I talk about turning the preview pane off and where I also show how to disable the welcome screen. So for the rest of this tutorial, I'm assuming that those changes have been done to both the tools and options for the global options of Thunderbird and to the account settings that I went over. So that way I don't keep repeating myself on that. Okay, so the default view for Thunderbird when you have your messages is to sort them in ascending order, which basically means oldest at the top and newest at the bottom. So if I press home.
Test 1 draw leg, legis 100/4/14/20/10/8/13 p.m.
Okay, there's a message from a while back. Now if I press end.
Read a focus 40 blue braille display on red duck Geoffrey 1:02 p.m.
Okay, so pressing home takes me to the top of the list, which is my oldest message, and pressing end takes me to the bottom of the list, which is my newest message. Me personally, I like to sort them in descending order so that newest messages are always at the top and oldest messages are always at the bottom. That way it's easier to forget them. Just a little joke. Okay, so I'm going to hit home again.
Test 1 draw leg, legis 100/4/14/20/10/8/13 p.m.
Now you'll notice as I arrow down.
Error downloading audible content a solution on Red Steve Zielinski 8/20/10/12:09 p.m.
It says the order that the headers themselves are in is subject.
Test on Red Pipa Storgy Pastor Gil Prize.
sender.
Rekeeping track of money on Red Paul at Vickery 8/8/2010, 1:28 p.m.
And then the date. And then the date is also given as well as the time. However, if a message was sent today, only the time is shown. I'll hit end to show you a message from today.
Read a Focus 40 blue braille display on Red Doug Geoffrey 1:02 p.m.
So Doug Geoffrey's message was sent at 1:02 p.m. and it doesn't have a date, which means that that was today's message. It was today's date. So I'm going to hit up arrow a few times to go to a message from yesterday.
SV a little OT. Is there a way to disable the IE8 clicking on Red Turk Stromberg 4:52 a.m.?
Okay, so that's still today, 4:52 a.m.
IE8 in browse mode on Red Dot H8/11/2010, 8:23 p.m.
All right, so there's one from yesterday. So as you notice, it says 8:11. Now you notice that it says unread right around the middle of the message.
Excel. Unread love to write 8/11/2010.
Right after the subject there.
Re-loss of speech with window eyes on Red Pat Ferguson 8/11/2010.
So basically it says unread just after subject and before the sender's name.
Re-loss of speech with window eyes on Red Pat Ferguson 8/11/2010, 8:04 p.m. Re-loss of speech with window eyes on Red Pat Ferguson 8/11. Re-loss of speech with window eyes on Red Evan Reese 8/11/20.
Okay. Also, I'm going to go ahead and, for example,
test error downloading audible content a solution on Red Steve Zielinski.
That message right there, it's unread. I'm going to press enter to read it.
Error downloading audible content a solution Mozilla Thunderbird. 11 links I and others have been having problems downloading audible content since they changed their site about a week and a half.
So it basically loaded the message and it's putting it in browse mode, but I'll go over reading messages in a bit. Right now I'm focusing on the columns. I'm going to hit escape now to go back to my inbox list.
Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Error downloading audible content a solution Steve Zielinski 8/8/2010, 12:09 p.m.
Now it doesn't say unread, so I'll hit down arrow to show you one that is unread.
Test unread P Pastorgi Pastor Gil, rekeeping track of money unread Paul at Vickery 8. Test unread P Pastorgi.
I'm going to go back up.
Error downloading audible content a solution Steve Zielinski 8/8/2010.
Okay, so as you can tell, it's not read anymore, so unread messages are indicated that way. Well, one of the biggest things that people are going to want to do is sort these columns accordingly. Maybe you want to hear the unread part first, maybe you want to hear the reply to part first, you know, the message flag. Maybe you want to know the column, or rather the priority status. You know, is the message high? Is it, you know, high importance? Low? You know, you want some other things, and that's what's a bit of a challenge.
Test one draw leg legs 100/4/14/20/10/8/30.
For example, I have this message here. It's a test message that I sent myself. I'm going to press enter.
One link. Hello, this is a test. Draw leg legs home page.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to reply to it here real quick. Received. I'm going to send it, and I'll go over that in just a
check
bit.
Spelling.
Right now I'm focusing on columns.
Check spelling. Sending messages, retest one. Status dot cancel button. Inbox Mozilla.
And the message is out, and I went ahead and closed the message. Now I'm going to read my line to show the message.
Test one draw leg, legacy 100/4/14/20/10/8/13 p.m.
And it doesn't give me any sort of flag to indicate that it's been replied to or anything.
Test one draw leg, legacy 100/4/14/20/10/8/13 p.m.
Okay, so here's how to adjust the columns and to resort them. First, press home so that you go to the top of your list, which in this case, I'm already there on that test message from a while back. And the following keys assume you're using the standard hotkeys of Window Eyes. So if you've changed them, then your setup is going to be different. Okay, so first you have to route the mouse pointer to the list, or to the focus rather, and that's Insert Numpad Plus. The insert is just below the number 1 on the number pad, and the plus is to the right of the number 6 on the number pad. So I'm going to press Insert Numpad Plus.
Pointer routed to row.
Okay, now I'm going to press Numpad 8.
Subject, from, date.
And there are my columns right there. Subject.
Subject. From.
From.
Date.
Date.
Graphic. From. Graphic. Subject. Graphic. Subject.
All right, now what I'm doing is I'm moving forward left and right by clip, which is insert 7 and insert 9 on the number pad.
Graphic. From. Graphic. Date.
Okay, so right there I'm on date. I'm going to hit number pad 6 to go to the E of date.
A-E-E.
Okay. Now I'm at the very edge. What I have to do is, there's this graphic that's furthest to the right on this line that I have to put my mouse pointer on and click it. Well, a sighted person can easily just move their mouse pointer there and click it and be okay. But since I'm not sighted, we have to be able to find a different way to get there. So my mouse pointer is sitting on the E of date. Now I'm going to move forward by clip, which is insert numpad 9.
Graphic.
All right. Told me a graphic. Now this graphic is my column list of different columns to choose from. So I'm going to press left click, which is the button right above the number 8 on the numpad.
Left.
And it opened up a menu. Now, WindowEyes didn't really indicate that, and this is where WindowEyes and Thunderbird aren't really communicating with each other the right way. So now this menu is open, and I can use my normal up and down arrow to choose the columns that I want to enable or disable.
Thread.
There's thread.
Apply columns to thread.
Okay, I'm moving down arrow. Now, it's not going to read these automatically, so as after I hit down arrow, I need to hit Control-Shift-S for speak summary.
Start. Checked. Start.
Attachments.
Read.
From.
Recipient.
Recipient.
Junk status.
Now you notice that, for example, on the from, that really is checked because it's telling us who a message is from, but it's not indicating here that that's an enabled column.
Received. Object. Received 1-1. Date.
And date is another one of those that really is checked, even though it doesn't indicate it here.
Status, size.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back up to the beginning.
Status, check, thread.
Okay, thread is the first one. This is to indicate if a message is in a thread or not.
Start
if you have marked a message. These are just different status messages. I'm not going to get into what a starred message is, but essentially you can perform different things on starred messages. They stand out more, you know, sort of like a keep it for later kind of thing.
Attachments.
Okay, so there's the attachments line.
Read. Checked. Read 1-142.
And there's read, whether the message has been read or not.
From.
There's the from.
Recipient.
Recipient.
Junk status. Checked.
Junk status.
Received.
Received.
Date. Checked.
Date. The one we're looking for is just message status.
Status. Object.
There it is. It's called status. So I'm going to press enter on that.
Test 1. Draw legacy.
All right. Now I'm going to hit numpad 5.
Subject. From. Date status.
And now it shows up there in that list there. Subject from date status. All right. I'm going to do this a couple more times on a couple more
left.
Messages, or rather columns. So I hit left click again. Now I'm hitting down arrow a few times.
Status. Check.
There's my status. Hit down arrow again.
Size. Object.
Size.
Tag.
Tag. A tag is where you can mark a message personal, work, to do, that kind of stuff. I'm going to go ahead and enable that one.
Test one.
All right, so I just press enter on it. Now I'm going to hit numpad 5.
Subject. From. Date status tag.
All right, good. I'm going to hit left click again to open it.
Left.
And then down arrow several times. So as long as you don't move your mouse pointer,
tag.
You're going to be able to just click that left mouse click and get right back to this menu. The nice thing is you really only have to do this once.
Account. Object.
All right, there's account.
Priority. Object. Priority. 1-1.
Priority.
Unread.
Unread.
Total.
I want this one.
Test 1. Draw lake.
And I'll explain the total in a bit. It has to do with threaded messages because that's one of the things I like to do. Okay, numpad 5 to read the line of the message column headers.
Subject, from, date status tag, total.
All right. Now, we're done enabling
Flipper
things.
Risk definitions. Flipper is downloading and updating the risk definitions.
There we go. Sorry about that. Okay, so now we're done adding and rather enabling certain columns that we want. And again, if I press numpad 5.
Subject from date status tag.
Subject
total.
From date, subject, subject from date.
Subject from date status tag total.
Status tag and total. Okay, so the status tag and total, I want to be before the subject because I want those to be read first. So what I'm going to do is hit my insert numpad 7 to move left. Clip by clip.
Total. Tag. Status.
Okay, there's my status. Now, I want to drag status over to the left of subject. And to do that, I'm going to use the WindowEyes drag and drop feature, which is insert numpad period. So remember, your insert is just below the number 1 on your number pad, and the period is just below the number 3. And so right now my mouse pointer, I'm going to do insert numpad 5 to read the word under the mouse.
Status.
Okay, that's on status. I'm going to hit that hotkey, insert numpad period.
Mark.
And it puts a mark there. Now I'm going to move the mouse pointer to the new position of where I want to drop this particular header. So I'm going to hit insert numpad 7.
Date. Graphic. From. Graphic. Subject.
And there's subject.
Graphic.
Okay. Now I'm going to drop with insert period again.
Drop. D.
And this time, instead of saying mark, it's asking me, do I want to drop what I held? And since I want to drop, I'm just going to go ahead and press enter.
Graphic. Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Status. Subject. From date tag total.
All right. So now I just read my line with NumPad 5, and it shows status subject from date.
Status. Subject. From date tag total.
Tag and total. Okay? So I just moved it. So now to show that this is working, I'm going to hit down arrow.
Read error downloading audible content to solution Steve Zylinski.
Look at that. That message has been read, and now it's reading it first.
Status call test on Red Peepa Storgy Pastor. Status call rekeeping track of money on Red Paul Letvicker 88. Status call removal tool on Red Paul Franklin 8820. Status call how do I install a script on Red John Schwer 8820 10 159 p.m.
Now you'll notice that the messages that are unread are still not being said at the beginning, and that's because the message status for things like the message has been read or replied to or forwarded or, you know, whatever, are different than unread. I don't know why Thunderbird separates them that way, but you would have to move the unread graphic over by status in order to get that first.
Status call audible problem help on Red Paul Letvicker 88.
But me personally, and you know, you could now that I've showed you how to move stuff around, you can mess with that and move it around if you want to do that first. But I just use the status because most messages, once I read them,
reply test one raw legal
or reply to them,
read error download.
It's going to put it right at the beginning anyway. So my feeling is that if it doesn't say read or replied or anything like that at the beginning, I'm going to assume it's new.
Status call test on Red Peepa Storgy.
But that's just me.
Read error download.
All right, so now we're going to move a couple more. And you'll notice that the message that I responded to, that message I wrote back myself,
reply test one,
so shows replied. Okay, so now the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to modify my header columns.
Status, subject, from date tag total.
All right, so we're on status, subject, from date tag total.
Status.
This time,
subject from date tag.
I'm going to move the tag over in front of status. So I'm on the T of tag. I'm going to press insert period.
Mark.
And I'm going to move back over
date
to status.
From subject status.
Okay.
Graphic.
And I'm going to drop.
Drop. D button. Graphic. Reply test one drop.
And I'm going to hit numpad 5.
Tag. Status. Subject from date total.
All right. Tag status. Subject from date total. Okay.
Read error downloading.
Now, since I haven't actually put a tag on any of these, you're not going to notice a difference. But let's say I put a tag on one.
Reply. Read error downloading.
So right there on that one that's marked as red, I'm going to type in the number 1. And now you'll see what the tag is.
Important. Read error downloading.
Important. So when you press number 1 in the message list, it tags that message as important.
Status. Important. Read error.
Now, because I put tag in front of status, it's going to read that tag information first. Had I left it in its original location, it would be spoken last. I'm going to hit 1, and that takes it out.
Read error downloading audible.
I'm going to hit number 2 this time.
Work read error download.
And that's a work message. 3.
Work personal read error.
Personal. 4.
Work personal to do read error.
To do. Okay. So I'm going to type in 2, 3, 4 to get rid of all 3 of those.
Read error download.
All right. So now my tag is gone. Okay. So that's what tag is. Now I'm going to hit numpad 5 again.
Tag. Status. Subject from date total.
All right. Now I'm going to move total in front of all of those.
Tag. Status. Subject from date total.
All right. So there's total. And again, I did that with, actually this time instead of moving by clip, I just moved word by word, which is insert numpad 6. So numpad period delete.
Mark.
Or rather, numpad period. Now I'm going to hit insert 4.
Date from subject status tag.
All right, there it is right on top of tag. Now I'm going to hit insert numpad delete again. The delete key is also the same as period, that's why I call both. I'm going to press enter on drop.
Drop. Read error downloading.
All right. Now I'm going to press numpad 5.
Total tag status subject from date.
All right. Total tag status subject from date. All right. So this is now telling me that the total number of messages, and this has to do with threads, is now going to be read first. And this is going to come in handy for this next part. I mentioned at the beginning that messages are sorted from oldest to newest, so from the top to the bottom, it's oldest to newest, and they're arranged in order of date, and they're not threaded. A thread is basically a conversation. And so I'm going to press Alt-V for view and S for sort.
Context menu. Date checked.
Okay, and we're going to see that it says date, and I'm going to just hit down arrow on the rest of these.
Received P. Star S. Order received O. Priority P. From F. Recipient C. Size Z. Status U. Subject B. Read R. Tags G. Junk status J. Attachments A. Ascending A checked. Descending D. Threaded T. Unthreaded H checked. Group by sort G. Date checked.
All right, so those are all the different sorting types that you can have. The first several of these, for example, date all the way down to...
Receipt size status U, subject B, read R, tags G.
I believe
subject B.
All the way down to subject is one group where you can only pick one of those to sort by. And then these other ones
read R, tags G.
On unread,
junk status
tags,
J,
junk
K.
status, and attachments are secondary sorting.
Ascending A check.
And then ascending and descending
T.
is its own. You can choose one of those.
Threaded T.
And then
unthreaded H check.
Threaded and unthreaded is its own. So the first thing I'm going to do is
threaded T.
Press enter on threaded.
Menu closed. Expanded to read error downloading.
All right, so now... they're threaded. Now, here's what it did.
One status call, ReoT. Weather stations and we under.
I'm going to press home.
One status call, test on Red P. Pastor G. Pastor Gil. Prize 8/8/2010/12/11 p.m. 1 of 64.
Okay. Now, I had around, I don't know, 200 or so messages, but now it shows 64, and that's because it re-sorted these by thread. And so there's less messages that are being displayed. So I'm going to hit down arrow.
One status call, ReoT. Weather stations and we expanded to read error downloading audible content a solution, Steve.
Okay, so there's one right there. It says expanded to. What does that mean? It means that this thread right here is open and there's two messages in that thread. I'm going to hit left arrow.
Collapse to read error.
And it collapses the thread. And so, for example, let's go back home.
One status call.
To the top. Now I'm going to hit down arrow.
One status call, ReoT. Weather stations.
Down arrow again.
Collapse to read error downloading audible content a solution, Steve Zylinski, 8/8/2010/12/09 p.m. Close 3 of 64.
Okay, so what that's telling me is that this particular message item has two items. It's collapsed, which means this is a thread with two messages. If I hit right arrow, I will open this thread.
Expanded to read error download.
Now it tells me expanded. I'm going to hit left arrow to close it.
Collapsed to read.
Now what's going
to
happen is when it's closed, if I hit down arrow, it's going to take me to the next message that's outside of that thread.
Expanded to status call, we start up on Red Baron Tomlin 8/8/20.
And that next thread is about we start up, and that also has two messages, and that thread is expanded. Now I'm going to go back up and just hit up arrow once.
Collapse to read error downloading audible content.
And there's the audible thread. I'm going to hit right arrow to open it.
Expanded to read error downloading audible.
And now I'm going to hit down arrow once. Now when I hit down arrow once before, it took me to the we start up thread. But I'm going to hit down arrow now that this thread is open.
Status call, re-error, downloading audible content, a solution on Red Craig Warner 8/8/20.
All right, and so there's a message by Craig Warner that is part of that audible thread. And now, since there's only two messages in that thread, it's going to go to the next thread if I hit down arrow.
Expanded to status call, we start up on Red.
All right, and it's an open thread, so I'm going to go
call,
down to the second message.
Expanded 3 status call removal tool on Red.
Ah, this one has 3.
Status call, Thunderbird question on Red.
Okay, that one's 1.
One status call regarding the question about...
1.
One status call, one status call.
So now you see where these numbers come into play, is as you quickly arrow up and down, it'll tell you if the message is part of a thread or not, and if it is, it'll tell you how many there are in it.
Expanded 3 status call, status.
There's
status,
3.
1 status call, expanded 2 status call,
1,
expanded
2,
7, status,
ah,
expanded 7 status call,
7.
Problem, help on Red Paul, Vickery.
For more audible stuff. There's 7 messages in this thread, so I'm going to hit left arrow to close it.
Collapsed 7 status call audible.
And now I can just hit down arrow once.
One status call, are there Thunderbird and live mail set files or scripts on Red Gold 8/9/2010?
Maybe I should respond to some of these since we're talking about Thunderbird.
One status call, reaccessible ad blocker on Red. One status call, expanded 4 status call, window eyes and magic jack on Red Grand Email.
Alright, so there's 4 messages in that one. Okay, so that's threads, and that's how I sort them. Now there's one more sort that I like to do, and that's where I put newest messages at the top and oldest at the bottom, and that's the ascending, descending. So I'm going to hit Alt-V and S.
Down.
And I'm going to hit up arrow.
Group by sort on threaded H. Threaded T check. Descending D.
Descending. Press enter.
Menu closed. Expanded full.
All right. Now if I hit home,
expanded
I will be
status call, loss of speech with window eyes on Red Pat Ferguson 8/11/20.
At the top. There's a hot thread. It's 14 messages. I'm going to hit left arrow.
Collapsed 14 status.
There we go. So I can get hit down arrow.
Expanded 3 status call Excel on Red Love 2 right. Collapsed 3
left
status.
Arrow.
Expanded 6 status call re-IE8 and browse mode on Collapse 2 reply test 1 raw leg legacy 100414. 1 status call reader focus 40 blue braille display on red duck G up. Expanded 2 status call magic.
Okay, so as you see, as I hit down arrow now, I'm moving to the slightly older messages. Now what it does is it takes the newest message from a given thread and it puts that whole entire thread at the top, even if it might have, or rather, even if there might be messages below that thread that are kind of newer. So it's kind of interesting the way it takes priority over the sorting. Okay, so that's sorting. Hopefully hopefully this will answer questions on that, because we see a lot of messages on GW Info and on other mailing lists. How do you control the sorting and how do you rearrange your column headers? So this next part I'm going to talk about is how to move around and what some of the letters do in the message list. For example, as I was demonstrating earlier, I could type in a number like 1 through 5 while I'm focused on a message, and that will take me, or rather, that will change the priority, put a tag rather, on that message. Important, work, personal, to do, that kind of stuff. So different letters on your keyboard when you're not inside a message, in other words, when you're looking at it from the list view there, do different things. So I'm going to hit home.
Collapse 15 status call.
Okay, that takes me to the top of the list. The letters N and P, N November, P Papa, move you to the next unread and previous unread message.
Status call re-loss of speech with window eyes on red raw leg legacy 11-20-10-12-53.
Okay, there's a message that's loss of speech with window eyes that was written by yours truly. I'm going to press enter on it.
Loss of speech with window eyes Mozilla Thunderbird. 7 links pad. Have you tried one or both of the following? 1.
All right, so I'm going to press escape.
Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Read re-loss of speech.
All right, so that message is now read.
Status call re-loss of speech with window eyes on red Sarah Bob made.
All right, so Sarah responded to a message. And that's right after that. That's unread still. So I'm going to hit home or up arrow several times.
Read re-loss of speech. Expanded 15 status call loss of speech with window eyes unread. Pat Ferguson.
All right, so this message by Pat is unread. The one right below it
read re-loss of speech with
is read. And then the one right below that, message number 3,
status call re-loss of speech with window
is unread. All right, so I'm going to hit home.
Expanded.
And this time I'm going to hit the letter N.
Status call re-loss of speech with window eyes unread. Sarah Bob.
So it completely skipped my message. I'm going to hit up arrow once.
Read re-loss of speech with window eyes raw leg.
There we go. So the letter N skipped my message and went directly to the next unread message. And so that's what N does. P does the same thing, but for the prior message. F as in Frank, B as in boy, does the same thing for forward and backward. It moves you forward to the next message and backwards to the previous message, regardless of status. And so essentially F and B are the same as up and down arrow in this case. And so I probably wouldn't recommend really using them that much in the message list, because arrows are going to be just as easy. So F and B do that. J and Shift J are pretty important. If you get messages that are spam or junk or scams of any kind or whatever, and Thunderbird didn't correctly identify them, you can mark it as such by pressing the letter J. Again, this is all while you're in the message list. These work when you're actually reading a message, but because you're in browse mode, you have to do a bypass first with insert B and then press the letter. Okay, so if I'm in a message list here, like I am in my inbox, I can press J for junk, and if a message has been incorrectly tagged as junk, I can press Shift J to unjunk it, essentially. M will toggle the message status from read to unread, and so on and so forth. So
expanded 16.
Let's see, this message here,
read re-loss of speech,
the one that's read, the one that I wrote, I'm going to press M, and that's going to toggle it back to unread. So I'm going to hit up arrow and then down arrow.
Status call re-loss of speech with window eyes on red raw leg legacy.
All right, so now that message has been flagged as unread. And so, like this message here, I'm going to hit down arrow.
Status call re-loss of speech with window eyes on red Sarah Bob.
Now this one from Sarah, I've never actually read before, but I'm going to hit M on it.
Status call re-loss of
up arrow, down arrow.
Re-loss of speech with window eyes, Sarah Bob, date 11-20.
And now it shows that it's read, even though I never actually read it. And so that's what the letter M does. M toggles. Maybe you want to keep a message unread because you want to quickly move to unread messages as a way to get to stuff like a to-do list. I do that sometimes if I don't mark messages as to-do. And so if I accidentally open a message, you know, let's say I open it.
8 links. Pat, I have noticed this as well.
Okay. And then if I hit, let's say, oops, I didn't want to read that message, so I'm going to hit escape, close it, and I'm going to hit M, and Pat, now it's back
status
to...
status quo re-loss of speech with window eyes unread.
Unread. So that's how the M works. The most popular hotkeys, Control-N for new message, Control-R for reply, Control-L for forward. Those are pretty standard. If you press F5 to refresh your screen, that will check for new messages. All right, so let's get into writing messages. All right, so Control-N.
Write those objects. Edit box.
Okay, so what this does is it opens up a brand new window. In fact, I can hit Alt-Tab.
Inbox Mozilla Thunder.
There's my inbox. Okay, so I'm going to hit Alt-Tab to go back and...
Write those objects.
Okay.
Write those objects to edit box.
By default, you are placed in the To field. So I can start to write an address, raul@asmodian.net.
Rawlismodian.net.
I just read my current line with Control Numpad 5. I'm going to hit Tab.
Subject. S. Edit box.
And there's my subject. I'm going to type in test 1, press tab. Now it doesn't say anything, but you are at the beginning of your message.
Raleigh Gallegos.
There's my signature that I set up back in the first tutorial. Okay, so I'm on line 1 of the first message. I don't have blank lines enabled, and so it's not telling me blank, but if you do, it would say blank. So I'm going to write, hello, this is... message 1. Read my current line.
Hello, this is message 1.
All right. So now, if I press tab while I'm here, it's going to put a tab into my message. But if I press shift tab...
Subject. S. Test 1. Edit box.
There's subject. Press shift tab again.
2. Rawlismodian.net. Edit box.
There's 2. Shift tab again.
From. 2. Combo box.
Now, this is where it puts me on the combo box for that 2, so I can change 2 to CC or to anything else. But right now, we're keeping it simple, so I'm just going to leave that alone.
From R. Raleigh Gallegos Magicusmodian.net Magicusmodian.net combo box.
Now this is my from combo box. So if you have more than one account, or if you have more than one identity, anything like that, you can change who this message is coming from. But we're keeping it simple. Shift tab again rotates me back to the subject.
Hello.
Or rather to the message body.
Hello, this is message 1.
Okay, so that's the order of things. Well, the backwards order. If I start at the beginning.
From 2.
On
2. Rawlismodian.net.
There's my 2 address. I'm going to hit tab.
Subject.
Subject. And tab again. Message body.
Hello, this is message 1.
Okay. To send a message, the hotkey is Control Enter. So I'm going to press Control Enter.
Check spelling. Replace with W. Gallegos edit box.
All right. So it's stopping on Gallegos or whatever. This is the spell checker. The spell checker has pretty normal, well, what I call normal keys. Alt-N is to skip the current word and go to the next. Alt-R is to replace the word. Alt-U is to show your list of suggestions. And Alt-S is to skip the spell check and just go on and send the message. So that's what I'm going to do. Alt-S.
Sending messages, test 1. Status cancel button. Status quo re-loss of speech.
And it's out of there.
Larry Higgins, 8/11/20.
All right. So I just sent out a message. That was just a simple... No nonsense, Control N, type in your email address, and away you go. All right, now we're going to send out one that has multiple recipients. So Control N.
Write those objects to edit box.
I'm on the to field. I'm going to write raul@asmodian.net. All right.
Rawlismodian.net.
Now, as I demonstrated earlier, when you're on the to field, if you hit tab,
subject,
you go to subject. So how do you do a recipient?
To rawlismodian.net. Edit box.
Okay, so I just did shift tab. And I'm back to my to field, so I'm going to pretend I never hit tab. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press down, or rather, enter.
To, edit box.
Aha! I now have a second to field. So I'm going to write raul@gwmicro.com.
raul@gwmicro.com.
Okay, now if I hit tab.
Subject, S.
There's my subject.
Box.
Test 2. If I hit tab again, now I'm in my message body. Hello, this is... Message
S.
2.
Hello, this is message 2.
All right, I'm going to hit shift tab.
Subject S.
There's my subject. Shift tab.
2. RawlGWMicro.com. Edit box.
All right. Now, if I hit shift tab from here, it's not going to take me to the first address. What it's going to do is take me to the header field name.
2. 2. combo box.
In other words, it's set up as two, but what if I want Raul at gwmicro.com to be a CC or a BCC? So I hit down arrow.
CC. List box.
Now it's CC.
BCC.
Now it's BCC.
CC.
Let's leave it at CC. I'm going to hit shift tab.
Two. Raul Asmani
and Dante. And there's my first two. And shift tab again.
From. Two. Combo box.
There's the two field itself where I can change that as well.
CC.
CC, BCC,
CC,
and so
two.
On and so forth. I just hit up arrow to put it back at two.
Two.
Tab.
Rawlasmodian.net.
Tab.
Two. CC. Combo
CC,
box.
CC. Tab.
Rawl@gwmicro.com.
So now I have two Rawl@asmodian.net, CC, Rawl@gwmicro.com. I don't actually need to tab to the message window to send the message, so I'm just going to press enter, or rather control enter.
Check spelling. Replace with W Galegas edit box.
Yeah. Alt S.
Sending messages test 2 status. Connected to mod.dot cancel button. Status call relaws of speech.
All right, it's out.
Red lip.
Okay. So that's how you send to multiple recipients. Essentially, it's the same thing. As soon as you type in one address, just press enter and a new two field will pop up. And what's really cool is, let's say that you set up your second two field as a CC. If you press enter while you're on a CC, the new field for the new address that comes up is also going to be a CC. And then that way, you could pick maybe one or two twos, two or three CCs, and one or two BCCs if you wanted to. So you can get pretty creative. So that's how you send to more than one recipient. All right, so that was Control N. And again, to send your message is Control Enter. All right, so let's find a message and respond to it.
Expanded 16 status call loss of speech with window eyes on red Pat Ferguson.
All right, we're going to skip that thread.
Collapsed 16 status.
Let's find a Thunderbird one.
Expanded 3 status call Excel on red.
Close that.
Expanded 6 status call re-iated browser.
Nope.
1 status call are there Thunderbird and live mail set files or scripts on red people date 920.
All right, so there's one right there about are there Thunderbird and live mail scripts. I'm going to press enter on that message. I suppose before, I'm sort of doing this out of order. I'm talking about writing new messages and responding to. I didn't really cover reading messages, but that's pretty normal. So let me just cover that here real quick. Press and enter.
Hi, Liz. Is there anywhere I could get a quick guide to Thunderbird? I'm trying in vain to get it working on the laptop I just loaned. Are there set files or scripts for Thunderbird or Live Mail? Is Live Mail connected with Windows Live Messenger? Sorry, I am really struggling with Thunderbird. It's a hit or a miss if I get into the message list, and when I open an email, I have no idea how to close it again. I've tried every imaginable key combination possible. Can anyone help, please? Kindest regards, John. If you reply to this message,
well, it looks like John might be able to benefit from my tutorial. So, what I'm going to do is, first off, I'm in the message, so I'm in browse mode. If I hit up arrow,
top.
It says top. And that's because the browse mode invisible cursor is at the top of the list, and it by default window eyes will read the first 24 lines, which is usually plenty for an email.
Hi, Liz. Is there at work or live is live? Sorry,
so there's the message. Now, if I browse the screen with my mouse pointer, I can start at the top left corner, which is numpad 7,
top left,
and then hit
arrow.
Numpad 2 to work my way down.
File, edit, get mail, write from. Reply all forward archive junk delete.
Now if I wanted to, I can move over to one of those like reply all or whatever and just left click it, but who wants to do that if you can do hotkeys?
Subject. Are there Thunderbird and live mail set files or scripts? 8/9/2010 2:21 PM.
And so if you want to know when the message was written and the time, it'll read it right here right next to the subject line. And again, that's using the mouse pointer. And to repeat that, numpad 5.
Subject. Are there Thunderbird and live mail set files or scripts? 8/9/2010 2:21 PM.
Okay, and then numpad 2.
2. GWinfo@gwmicro.com. Other actions. Hi, list.
And there's the message. And that right there, I was reviewing it with the mouse pointer. Normally, you're just going to read a message with the invisible browse mode cursor. But if you want to get more information, that's going to be the best way to do that. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to respond to this message. The reply command is Control R.
On 8/9/2010 2:21 PM, the gold wrote I list. Is
all right,
anywhere?
So what it did is it opened up the reply window, which is sort of like the compose window, with the difference being that the message that you're responding to is already there. Now, in my account setup, I told it to put my cursor at the top, or rather my reply at the top when I respond. And so if I hit down arrow, there's the original message. So I'm going to press Control Home to go back to the beginning, and I'm going to write, hello. There are no actual sets for Thunderbird other than some outdated ones we did for
RD
Thunderbird version 2. Currently there is an audio tutorial which I recorded back in May this year, which explains initial setup of Thunderbird as well as
IT
suggested account settings. This will cover things like getting this will cover things like opening and closing messages correctly and how to ensure you start focused on the inbox. I am in the process of recording an additional part to this tutorial, which should be available in the next few days. Hope this helps.
Hope this helps.
Alright, so now if I want to read my message, I go Control Home, and then I can press Control Shift R to read to end.
Hello, there are no actual sets for Thunderbird other than some outdated ones we did for Thunderbird version 2. Currently there is an audio tutorial which I recorded back in May this year which explains initial setup of Thunderbird as well as suggested account settings. This will cover things like opening and closing messages correctly and how to ensure you start focused on the inbox. I am in the process of recording an additional part to this tutorial which should be available in the next few days. Hope this helps. On 8/9/2010.
Alright, so there's a message. Now, if I press Control Enter, it'll just send it along and be happy. However, only John will receive that message. And that's because GW Info is configured to send replies directly to the sender. So I'm going to hit Shift-Tab.
Subject, S, rear there Thunderbird and live mail set files or scripts edit box.
And there's the subject. Shift-Tab again.
2, be gold, blue yonder, dot, co, dot, edit.
All right, so there is his address, which I'm going to press backspace on. It's gone. gw-info@gwmicro.com.
gwinfo@gwmicro.com.
Aha, there it is. If I hit Shift-Tab again,
from two, combo.
There's that 2 header, which I can change to CC or whatever.
Two.
So now I'm ready to send this message. I could have done a reply to all and replied so that it would go to GW Info and a CC to John or vice versa or whatever, but that's just cluttery, and that didn't really take up too much extra time to just go to the 2 field, erase the sender's address, and just type gw-info@gwmicro.com. So I'm going to press Control-Enter.
Check spelling. Replace with. W inbox edit box.
Okay, so it's stopping on inbox. I'm going to skip that because I don't want to change inbox. So Alt N.
Replace with W. Coltish edit box.
All right, so it probably stopped on his last name. Now I'm going to show you how to review this here. If you press numpad 7.
Top left.
And then numpad
arrow,
2.
Misspelled word. Be gold. Recheck
yep,
page.
It stopped on his name there. So I'm going to, once it stops on the name, you know it's already gone through the whole message. So I'm just going to hit Alt N to skip it.
Replace with W.
Yep, there's my signature.
Send.
Alright. Yes, so once there are no more spell check errors, it just focuses the send button. I can do Alt S or just hit space on it.
Sending messages re are there Thunderbird and live mail set files or scripts. Status connected to mail.ismanian.end cancel button. Then please consider sending your message
to GW. So it sent the message and it put me back where I was, which is the message that I had opened. There is a setting in Thunderbird where you can make it close the message that you responded to, but usually if I go through mail, I'm going to keep this message open because I'm going to read messages while the current one is open, and I'll cover that in just a bit, but I'm going to hit escape.
Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. One reply are there Thunderbird and live mail set file.
And there's replied. Now you notice that this says one still. As soon as I check for mail and that message comes back to me in that inbox...
Collapse two replied are there Thunderbird and
there
mail set files or scripts be called 8/9/2010 2:21 p.m. Closed 1 of 64.
And it moved the thread all the way to the top. So even though this message was way down in the list, it is now at the top because of the new message that I wrote. So it always puts the newest messages that belong to a certain thread, it'll put that entire thread at the top of your list, and that's done in case, even if a thread is, you know, was started months ago, if somebody responds to that thread months later, it's going to be moved to the top, and that way it'll call your attention to it.
Expanded to reply, are there Thunderbird and live mail set files or scripts on Red Raleigh Legacy 208 PM. One of one depth two.
And there it is. There's my message that I wrote. So that's responding. All right, so now I'm going to read messages just while I'm in the first one, and this would be a good way so you don't have to read escape down arrow, because that just gets tedious. That's basically what I've been doing so far, is just hitting up and down arrow and so on and so forth.
Expanded to reply.
So I'm going to press enter on his message.
Then please consider sending your message.
And you notice it puts me
back
to where I was initially, so the cursor remembered where I was.
High list. Is there anywhere I could get a quick guide?
Okay, so there's that message. Now, let's say that I'm done reading this message, whether I responded to it or replied to it, or I'm going to ignore it. So Control-R is reply, I send my message, I'm done, I'm back in the message. If I want to delete the message, all I have to do is hit the delete key. It's gone.
7 links. Hello, there are no actual sets for Thunderbird.
And what it did is it automatically kept the same message reading window, and it loaded the next message into it. So if I do numpad 7,
top left,
then numpad 2,
file, get mail, from, you, reply forward archive, junk delete.
From me. It doesn't say the name because it says, you know, you're the one who wrote it, you're the account owner, so Thunderbird likes to be very personal like that. So it says from you.
Subject, read it from you.
So if I leave my mouse pointer right there on that from line, I can now press delete.
3 links. Hello, fellow Window Eyes users. The last time I talked about this on the list, it wasn't pretty. I got in a lot of trouble with some of my fellow list members.
All right. So now if I want to know who wrote that message, all I have to do, since I left my mouse pointer on the from line, I just hit numpad 5.
From burn6516al.com. Reply all for.
And I can hit numpad 2.
Subject. Work 2007 questions.
All right. So now I'm going to hit delete and go to the next one.
9 links. Yes, I believe Word is sold by itself. Unfortunately, I don't think 2007 is being sold any longer. I think you have to buy 2010. There is a
and delete.
3 links. Hi everyone, I am still having issues of Window Eyes just stop talking now and then, and I was thinking that my computer was locking up.
So now it's going to the next thread.
Subject. Loss of speech with Window Eyes.
The loss of speech. That one has around 16 messages in the thread. Okay, so let's say that I don't want to read this entire thread. I just want to continue. I'm going to hit escape.
Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Collapsed 16 read loss of speech with Window Eyes.
And it even collapsed the thread for me. So if I hit down arrow.
Collapsed 3 status call Excel. Unread love 2 write 8.
All right. Now I can press. I just skipped 16 messages down. And now I can press
expanded.
Right arrow to open that thread on the Excel one, which only has 3 messages. And press enter.
I can't seem to get me to read anything in Excel. Any thoughts on why this would be happening? If you reply to this message.
All right. Delete.
2 links. Make sure that the correct office set files are loaded. You can check this in the set file manager. Ralph Kefirbulitz, Germany, MSN Live.
And delete.
The few times I've had this happen, it was Excel 2003 for me. I simply closed down Excel and restarted it, and I was again able to read the contents of cells when moving on to them. It's odd that I could read them with the mouse cursor, just not by moving to each individual cell. Have you already tried this? Let us know if you haven't, how it works. Chip from Love to Right.
You know, the answer to that has to do with the scroll lock key, so I'm just going to reply to that message real quick.
On 8/12.
Hello, check to make sure your scroll lock is not set. If it is, things may not read correctly in Excel. Many thanks.
Many thanks.
And shift tab twice.
Subject 2. Chip Orange lists 30.
All right, since I don't want the message going to Chip, I want it going to GW Info. I'm going to type GW. I'm going to read my current line.
2. GW info GW micro.com.
Well, what do you know? I don't have to type the whole thing. So because I already wrote to gw-info@gwmicro.com, it filled it in for me because it remembered. And so all I have to do is send.
Check
with control enter.
Replace with W Galega set at top.
And Alt-S to bypass the rest of the spell checking. And it's gone.
The few times I've had this happen, it was Excel 20.
And now I can press delete and move on.
Yes, using XPSP3 on www.google.com and a message dated 8/11/2010/8:23:35 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, LMDDA.
Now that's another thread.
Subject, re-IE8 and browse mode.
Okay, so that's about IE8 and browse mode. So I'm going to hit escape.
collapsed 6 read re IE8 and browse mode.
Yep, sure enough, it's a thread with 6 messages. Now, if I hit home, the message that I wrote is going to be up there.
Collapsed 16 read loss of speech.
Not yet, but if I hit F5 to refresh and check for new messages,
collapsed.
It should be there.
1 new re-excel, unread raw leg, leg is 2:14 p.m.
And there it is. And since I deleted the other messages in the Excel thread, that one is only one message because the other ones are gone. So I'm just going to go ahead and delete that without even reading it.
Collapsed 16 read loss of...
All right. So that about covers this section of the tutorial in which, to quickly summarize, I demonstrated sorting the message columns, writing new messages, responding to new messages, and reading messages. There's probably going to be one more tutorial on Thunderbird, and that one is going to cover some more advanced things such as searching and message rules. And depending on what kind of feedback I get on what kinds of things people want to learn or do or whatever, then I can cover that as well. Attachments, for example. I didn't cover attachments. I could certainly do that. And so until next time, happy emailing.